The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they were saying, "Is not this Jesus, son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me. And I will raise that person up on the last day. It's written in the prophets, 'And they shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord God. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life." Gordy was having a bad morning. He refused to eat his oatmeal. But his mother, a Scottish Highlander, insisted that the lad eat so he'd start the day with something sticking to his ribs. They went head to head for a few minutes, and when Mom realized she was about to lose the argument, she sent Gordy off to his room to repent. And she said, she rolled in the heavy artillery and said, "God'll smack you, Gordy, if you dinna eat your oatmeal." And when wee Gordy continued to refuse, Mum sent him to his room to rethink his rebellion. No sooner had he gotten there than the wind whipped the trees into a violent contortion and repeatedly slammed the shutters against the windows, and rain pelted the windows, and flashes of lightning lighted up the sky, and thunder shook the house. And Gordy thought that she had asked God to punish him for his disobedience. And when a thunderbolt rocked the house and knocked out the electricity, Mum rushed upstairs to check her young charge, and poking her head into the lad's darkened room, she said, "Are you all right, Gordy?" And the lad replied, "Aye, Mum. But it seems like a lot of fuss about a wee bit of oatmeal." Well, who among us has never made a lot of fuss about a physical problem? It's ubiquitous. We all do that. And we also struggle with social distress. For example, when our practices of prayer or meditation or other religious activities dry up, or when we suffer feelings of hopelessness and despair, or when we withdraw from our friends. From time to time, those symptoms of spiritual distress can afflict any of us. Learning to recognize the symptoms helps us to guide a friend through tough times, or helps us to address spiritual distress in our own lives. How do you handle it when spiritual distress strikes you? What lifts your spirits when you feel loss or pain? How should you handle spiritual distress? Jesus addresses those questions in today's lessons and in today's gospel. When he said, "I am the bread of life," bread has been the mainstay of human life for 4,500 years in the Fertile Crescent, that cradle of civilization that was the birthplace of Judaism and Christianity and Islam. And when Jesus said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven," his fellow Jews interpreted his metaphor literally, saying they knew his parents or that they were his neighbors. With such talk, they totally dismissed his message. They also failed to grasp his talk of coming down from heaven. Frustrated with that kind of myopia, philosopher Friedrich Schiller once exclaimed, "Even the gods fight in vain against stupidity." Jesus feared that kind of foolishness. Jesus faced that kind of foolishness often in his life. And he told them that his food was to do the will of his heavenly Father. But they didn't understand that either. His phrase, "I am the bread of life," has a double meaning in today's gospel. It means both the bread that gives life and living bread. The bread that gives life is physical assistance, like we Gordy's oatmeal. The living bread is Jesus himself, bread that satisfies the soul and endures to eternity. We share that bread when we receive a small wafer in Holy Communion, as the priest says, the body of Christ, the bread of heaven. And oh, how we missed that during the cruel pandemic. We call this morning's service the Holy Eucharist, just as the early Christians did, using the Greek word for thanksgiving to recall our Lord's death on a cross, and much, much more. The risen Christ, whom we meet in the Eucharistic bread in an act of gratitude for his presence in our lives this very day. Think for a moment about any medicine that a doctor prescribes for physical health. It consists of various chemical elements, each with its own special qualities, and they're combined into a new and different compound with healing power. But note, the healing power is present whether or not you take it. But it heals only if you take it. Christ's presence in the Eucharist is like that. In the act of consecration, God invests the bread and the wine with his spiritual power, making the bread and the wine into the medicine of Christ's love. That's what Jesus meant when he said, "The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." And that's why the Eucharist has been and will always be the central act of Christian worship. One thrill of youth is the opportunity to decide what to do with our lives. I vacillated all through college and then bounced away from the intellectual agnosticism of my parents all the way to the vitality of faith in Christ. And this year, I celebrate the 60th anniversary of my ordination as a priest in the Episcopal Church. Christ found me and touched me and healed me and still blesses me each time I receive the bread of life that only Christ can give. I pray that Christ will also touch you in the experience of his healing grace and his love this morning in the holy sacrament of his body and blood. The next time you're in a thunderstorm, perhaps you'll recall Wee Gordy and the shutters that banged on his window. And then instead of wondering why the storm makes such a fuss or a wee bit of oatmeal, let the storm offer you the gentle tapping of our Lord on the window of your life and remind you how much God loves you. Christ stands very near you this morning, ready to give you the bread of life, to fill you to overflowing with divine love in a wee bit of consecrated bread. You have his word for it. Enjoy. Alleluia. Amen.